My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, I mentioned building my fly rafters in sections and installing them from the interior. I had a few folks wonder how I do that, so I'll do my best to explain. A fly rafter is what I call the rafter that sits out in space beyond the wall plane on the gable end. I tend to use 1x12s for trim on my gable end soffits, which pushes the fly rafter out a fair amount. Once I have my rafters up, but before I sheathe the roof, is when I apply my fly rafters. I need the fly rafter to nail my roof deck too. You'll need to know what the wall sheathing will be, the gable end fascia width, and your soffit width. Here's an example. I'm working on a house now with a 1x12 gable soffit. That's 11 1/4 inches. The wall sheathing is a 1/2 inch. There's 1 inch of foam, then a 3/4 inch strapped gap to create a vented rain screen. 11 1/4 plus 1/2 plus 1 plus 3/4 equals 13 1/2 inches. I know we'll be applying 3/4 inch thick trim below the gable soffits. So instead of projecting out exactly 13 1/2 inches, I can bump that up 1/4 inch to allow easier fits, knowing that the gap between the house and the soffit will be covered by the additional trim. So I want a total of 13 3/4 inches projecting out from my wall studs. I know my fascia will be 1x10, which is 9 1/4 inches. I want the fascia to extend 3/4 inches below the soffit, and the 1x12 of the soffit is 3/4 inch thick. So 3/4 inch thick soffit plus a 3/4 inch projection equals 1 1/2 inches. I'll deduct that from my fascia, which is 9 1/4. 9 1/4 minus 1 1/2 equals 7 3/4. To build my sections of fly rafter, I want 2x stock, 7 3/4 inches wide by 13 3/4 inches long. I'm also going to cut 2x4s at 22 1/2 inches long. This will allow my fly stubs to end up 24 inch on center. Mark the exterior of your last rafter every 24 inches. I tend to build returns, so I'm starting my fly rafter at the top of my return. Take one of your 7 3/4 by 13 3/4 pieces of 2x stock and nail it off, extending outward from your first line. I use bar clamps to hold it in place while I work it to the line and nail it off. Now I take one of the 2x4 by 22 1/2 inch pieces and nail it to a piece of 7 3/4 by 13 3/4. Imagine this. You're inside the framed building and your first 13 3/4 inch section is extending outward from the rafter. You want the 22 1/2 inch piece of 2x4 to be applied vertically to act as the fly rafter. The 2x4 fits between each section of our pieces stubbed out 13 3/4 inches. You're going to pre-build these sections. You could then use 2 clamps to hold them in place while you nail them off. 1 clamp holding the 13 3/4 inch piece tight to the line on the exterior of the rafter. The other bar clamp pulls the loose end of the vertical 22 1/2 by 2x4 tight to the previous 13 3/4 inch piece. Once you get close to the peak, you infill utilizing shorter pieces of 2x4 and your 13 3/4 inch long stubs. The roof sheathing nails off to the 2x4 fly rafter we created. The gable soffit is applied to the base of the 13 3/4 inch fly stubs, and the fascia is nailed to the ends of our 13 3/4 inch fly stubs. Phew! If that didn't confuse the socks off you, I don't know what will. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru with house in the subject line.